When we look at Jesus' life during those 30 years, you know, very often we hear something like that and we think that, well, then I've got to do a lot of things in order to please God, like witness to others and read the Bible every day. And do you know that Jesus never had a Bible to read every day? So it's good to read the Bible every day, because I read the Bible mainly to see what the life of Jesus is like, to tell you honestly. Not to get so many laws and all that. But the Bible says that the Holy Spirit in a mirror shows us the glory of Jesus. So the only reason I read the Bible is to see what Jesus is like. And I say, I want to be like that. But Jesus himself never had a Bible. Paul never had a Bible either. They could go to the synagogue or wherever there was a scroll, which is very, very expensive because it is made out of parchment, and read. And then they had to keep it in their mind. The only way they could read the Bible was bring it back from their memory, whatever they had read. Please remember that. That is one reason why we encourage people to memorize scripture. Not the exact words. It doesn't matter. I don't remember the exact words of so many verses, but I seek to memorize whatever scripture teaches. And I would encourage you to really get to know the Bible. I mean, the way I do it, I say, supposing one day I'm locked up in prison for preaching the gospel and they don't give me a Bible, I should be able to read the Bible in my mind every day without a physical Bible in my hand. I mean, if you've had the Bible in your hand for 10 years, you should be knowing it enough to be able to remember most of it, at least the important parts of it, the promises, the commandments. So I want to encourage you to do that. Take scripture seriously. But what was it that Jesus did which enabled him to be pleasing to the Father in those 30 years? He never did a miracle in those 30 years. Now remember, this is not at the end of his life. This is at the beginning of his ministry that the Father said, I am well pleased with you. And I never get tired of emphasizing, he had never preached a sermon, never cast out a demon, never did a miracle, and yet the Father said he was pleased with him, because many of us who don't have these gifts think, well, I can't preach and I can't travel. Well, Jesus never preached or traveled. As far as we know, all 30 years, he lived in one small little village called Nazareth. He traveled less in 30 years than almost everybody here. All of us have traveled more than Jesus traveled in 30 years. So it's got nothing to do with traveling. All of us have met more people in our life than Jesus met in 30 years. The people that Jesus met were almost entirely people from his own village. Three times a year they used to go to Jerusalem and meet a few people. That was for a few days. But otherwise, it was just in a small village that he lived all his life. And he was pleasing to the Father. So nobody has an excuse saying, I can't do this or I can't do that. I haven't gone here, I haven't gone there. If you look at Jesus' life, let me show you in Luke's Gospel chapter 2, a few things about what made him pleasing to the Father. There's very little written about his life in those first 30 years, but the few things that are written, we can learn something. In Luke chapter 2, you know, he was 12 years old and he went to the temple. We read in Luke 2:42, he became 12 and he went to the feast. And when Joseph and Mary were returning, he stayed behind in Jerusalem. He stayed behind while all the other boys were, I don't know, playing around. He stayed behind. It was his choice. But his parents were unaware of it. And the parents found him after 3 days, verse 46. You know, they had traveled quite a bit of time, maybe more than a day they traveled, and they suddenly looked for him and didn't find him. They were all traveling as a community of a whole lot of people, like going for a conference, a whole group of people. And they assumed, even for 36 hours, they assumed he must be somewhere else with one of the other boys. And it's only after 36 hours they discovered, hey, he's not here. And they walked back for 36 hours and discovered that Jesus was in the temple. This shows us one thing, that it took a long time for them to walk from Nazareth to Jerusalem. Remember that whenever you read in the Bible that Jesus walked from Galilee to Jerusalem, that wasn't a couple of hours, it was 1.5 days at least. But these folks walked 1.5 days and 1.5 days back. So little things like this show us how Jesus lived. Anyway, when they came to the temple, they found him, verse 46, in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions, and all who heard him were amazed. First of all, at his understanding of Scripture and his answers. So, the first thing I learn about Jesus' life, which made him pleasing to the Father, was that he had a tremendous knowledge of Scripture, even though he didn't have a Bible at home. You want to be pleasing to the Father? You know, that's the first thing we read about Jesus in his life. And that is something that every one of us can do, because we have more than Jesus had. We have the Bible in our own language. Whereas if Jesus wanted to read the Bible, he had to go to the local synagogue in Nazareth and ask the rabbi to turn the scroll and read one chapter to him, and he had to put it all in his memory. Maybe ask him, "Rabbi, can you please read that again? Or read that verse again. Read that. Please read that again." And he couldn't read too much because then he'd forget it. And just read a little bit and think about that, and then go home and think about it, and maybe come back the next day and say, "Rabbi, can you turn it to the next chapter? And please read a little more." And the rabbi must have been delighted, because I don't know how many boys would have come to him like that. 9, 10-year-old boys coming and asking him to read the Bible to them. It challenges me that a young 10-year-old boy would go to someone and say, "Can you please read? I don't have a Bible at home. Can you please read the Bible for me? Just one chapter or a little bit. And then that's enough. Can I come back tomorrow? Will you read something more to me?" You know, like some illiterate boy who can't read or write, going to someone and asking him to read the Bible. Boy, I say, "Lord, would I be like that? Do I love you enough to take the trouble to spend a little time, cut down some of my other activities in a day, just to travel all the way somewhere to somebody's house, in his case to the synagogue, and get someone to read the Bible, because I'm illiterate, and just to memorize it, to think about it during the day, so that I come back, maybe come back next day and say, Rabbi, can you please read that to me again? I forgot a little bit about what I read yesterday." This is the way Jesus studied the Bible. I don't know when he started, maybe at the age of 5. Because it doesn't, you can't know Scripture so well in 1 or 2 years. It takes years. And he went and he came back and he went and came back and meditated and meditated. And by the time he was 12 years old, all these scholars, he was sitting, it says, in the midst of teachers. In the midst of Bible teachers, and he was asking them questions which foxed them. And when they said, "No, we think it's like that," Jesus would say, "Hey, this is what that verse means." And they'd be amazed. They'd say, "Boy, we never thought of that. But now we can see that that's right." And they're amazed that this 12-year-old boy is giving an explanation to a verse which these guys have been studying for 30, 40 years. So it shows it's not a question of how long you study. "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." And the Bible has been given to us so that we can see God. And in order to see God, you don't need a clever mind. You need a pure heart. "Blessed are the pure in heart." When they open the Bible, they don't get a doctrine. They see God. They see Jesus. And that's possible for everyone else. Are you a mother with many children? No time to go outside the house? Always busy? You can be like Jesus. You can be pleasing to the Father just because you take a little time to read the Scriptures It doesn't have to be early in the morning. I remember my wife could never read the Bible early in the morning when we had little children at home. It was only late at night after the children went to sleep. It does require a little sacrifice, that's true. I mean, if you're not willing to sacrifice time to study the Bible, you'll never know it. It all depends on how much interest you have.